All right, so we're back. I think this will be our final audio on the testimony. This young man, ex-Hutterite, was once Patrick, my brother Zello, zealous for the truth of God. I do have another, I think I have a couple questions for you. What has your life been like the last 15 months, and where do you see it going? I know you're not a prophet, you can't tell the future, but what's your life been like, and where do you see God leading you?
Well, when we left, we kind of breathed a huge sigh of relief, and then we sort of sat down and took a breather, and we sat a little long. And then we had to get up after we met brethren who helped us. We had to get up. We had to prune some more. We're still in the process of pruning, cutting away more of the flesh, testing ourselves to the Word of God, getting rid of mindsets that aren't founded in the Word of God, that are founded in the flesh and in tradition and in things that you take for granted because you've always done them that way. And we basically have started to get up and to start walking forward, to clean our house, to train ourselves in the Word of God, to be laborers in His ministry, in His vineyard. And what we see going forward is to basically continue striving and fighting and following Jesus and trying to search through our life daily and bend ourselves to the point where we are walking in His truth as much as we can. We're trying now. We want to do more. I'm sure we still have more to do. And till the point where we can go into more ministry, to call other men out, to preach the gospel, to uphold the kingdom of God, to disciple others, to call others out of sin, and to be a light in the dark world.
Yeah, I've already seen witness of you're already out holding gospel signs. You're already starting to go out and street preach. You're already handing out gospel cards, so I see the fervor for ministry in you, so I know that God's going to use you and your house in a mighty way, because you have an awesome testimony and a zeal for the truth of God, so that's an awesome thing to watch and see.
Yeah, God be praised. It's all on Him.
Yeah, amen. So I guess probably the last question I would say is, I'm going to put it on this testing, but maybe hear an audio do it. How can people reach out to you? Somebody from the Anabaptist world, somebody from outside the Anabaptist world. Hey, one of the men hearing this from Raymore or any Hutterite or any Anabaptist says, you guys are full of lies and slander and division. Hey, I'd like to set up a meeting where we want to come and correct Brother Zelos and Brother Tupos and all the things they've said, and we'll listen and we'll take notes, and then it'll be our turn to ask questions of them. And I will give my word that if someone can show me anything that Brother Zelos has said is wrong according to the scriptures, or say and show anything I've said is wrong according to the scriptures, I will publicly repent on my website and say I was wrong. I need to repent of this, and I will correct it. My question always to Anabaptists and anyone is, what will you do when we show you all of your false ways, as Brother Zelos has done, and my website has extensive articles on the Anabaptist faith? What will you do with all of your false ways, your names, your pagan holidays, your false gospel, all your sin, all your man-made traditions? What will you do with them? So how can people reach you, Brother Zelos?
Well, I have a website. We're still in the process of building it. It's www.followgospel.com, and my email address is on there. If you go on there, you can reach me at followthegospel@gmail.com. Again, I'll say the same thing Brother Tupos just said. I am more than willing. I always have been, and I hope God gives me the heart to always be willing to be tested, examined, and corrected by the Word of God. Someone can show me in the Word of God that I have an error, I am more than willing to listen. Although I will say this right now for anybody who wants to reach out, if you just want to reach out to slander, to accuse, if you're not going to bring the Word of God, if you don't even care about the truth, you just want to basically get angry and in your flesh, I don't have time for that. I have people who I can edify and help in the truth. I have brothers and sisters who my time can be better spent on than wasting it on people who don't care.
Amen. Well said.
Anybody who wants it, I will help anybody who wants help. I will answer any questions anybody has. I will share the truth with anyone. And if I can help in any way, we're here for you. We want to serve Jesus. And if somebody wants to follow Jesus, we want to help them.
Amen. Well said, well said. And as I said in the middle of this, and he just said it, and I'll back it up, anybody, any of you Anabaptist men want to contact us, we'll set up a phone meeting, we'll set up a messenger Skype. If we can, we'd set up a face-to-face, and we will go over the doctrines and the oracles of God, because in Acts 17, Apostle Paul said, God calls men everywhere to repent. We are calling you Anabaptists, no matter what flavor you are, to repent of your false ways, your false gospel, because we love your soul, even though we do believe you're an enemy of the gospel. I always like to tell people, I hate every false way, Psalm 119:104. I don't hate people, but I do hate your false ways, and I'll stand against them, as Brother Zelos is. And I just want to say, as we close out this testimony, anything else to say, Brother Zelos, before I close out?
I think that's a lot. If anyone wants to know more, you can always reach out.
Amen, amen. I want to say it's been a pleasure to get to know him. We did, like he said, we locked swords and butted heads, and it's been a pleasure to see God's grace and God's truth work through our houses and other people's houses to find unity. And it is a rare, rare person, let alone a young man, to come out of these Anabaptist places. And I just want to say a quick warning. I see a lot of people that come out, which is very few, but of the people that come out, most all of them run into one of two ditches. They either run in they go from the Anabaptist ditch of their heresy and man-made traditions right over the truth of the Word of God in the narrow road, and they run into either the world and they're worldly and carnal, and they run from Anabaptism, or they run to evangelicalism, Mormonism, Hebrew roots. And so it's been a real pleasure to watch this young man with his young family actually walk and get on the narrow road, in the middle of the road, and conform his life to doctrine and scripture. As Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. That includes Paul's words, John's words, Peter's words. And to see this young family stay out of the ditches. And when they maybe swerve, like we all have, new in our faith, if they swerve towards a ditch, they're open to correction and being humble and being contrite and being poor in spirit, knowing they need Christ more than anything. And that's awesome. It's been awesome to see that. So I just want to bear testimony. He gave testimony. Last thought. He gave testimony against the Hutterites, and I give testimony against the Anabaptists all over my website. Look up Anabaptists Exposed. My website comes right up. But I want to give testimony to this young man. He's a real follower of Christ. Why do I say that? I see his daily fruit. I see his love for the truth. I see his love for the people of God. I see his stances. I see him ordering his life and his house to go out and serve God. I'm not trying to build up Brother Zelos' ego here. I'm glorifying God in what the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the truth of God has done in this young man's life, because I've seen the Spirit and the truth of God do that in my life and my wife's life and in other saints that we know. And so I'm just here to boast in Christ. We're not boasting about us. And this has been a glorious journey, and I really appreciate your time, Brother Zelos. I think that this is going to be well served, because we took a few hours to do this. This is going to be on the internet for a long, long, long time. And when people start to find your website and they find my website, let this be a beacon to call people to Christ, to the gospel, to the truth, and out of all their dead, false, man-made religious ways, like the Hutterites, like the Anabaptists. Let's be fair, Roman Catholics, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Evangelicals, any man-made flavor. You and I are united. We're going to stand against them. We're going to preach the oracles of God. We're going to preach Christ crucified and call them to it. Amen, brother?
Amen. And in everything that we are, we praise God.
Amen. We do. Amen. We do. Thank you for your time, brother. This has been awesome. And I look forward to walking more with you and your house and the other brethren. And we're here for anybody that wants to come on that journey with us. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
We're here.
Amen.
The Spirit and the Bride say, come. We call all men. Come.
Amen.
Come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Come to us. Not to us. Come follow Christ. Let's
Amen.
Go.
Amen. And I like what Isaiah 1:18 says, come, let us reason. Come, men, let us reason in the scriptures and get to the truth that sets us free. I love you, brother.
Amen. God be praised.
All right. We'll talk to you again. Thank you for your time.